East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey there. Yeah. This is John in New Orleans.
Hi, John.
How are you doing? I tried to get on the JFK subject, if I might.
Yeah.
I tried a few
open lines. Anything goes.
Yeah, I tried a few nights ago to get into it. I thought that since I said that I was a cadet under David Ferry in the lakefront airport in New Orleans back in the late 50s, early 60s, Civil Air Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought that got too heavy, and that's when the click went on the line. So I'm going to try to follow up with the three reasons why I called in the first place. I may have covered this in earlier years with you and others, but they bear repeating if you'll bear me the, premise of doing that. It's like the old kid with the drawing the connected dots thing. I think when you get to the last three dots, it's suddenly a squirrel, and you didn't see it before then. David was a master hypnotist. David Ferry was a master hypnotist. He hypnotized me at one of the mixed parties. You know, the girls were actually there, when normally it was the guys spit, shun, and shoes. And I could not say my name until he, released me from the,
the trance you were in.
Yes, and, not so much a trance, but, you'd be amazed how normal. So he is a master hypnotist, and my premise is that that is one of the tools made to manipulate and further along the path of the patsy that you have found, because, of course, Oswald came out of that same squadron a year and a half before me and my guys, and he should be more readily referred to as that ex-Civil Air Patrol cadet rather than that ex-Marine, because the powers that be do not want him to be recognized as that ex-Civil Air Patrol cadet under David, because that, blows holes in their farcical stories to cover up. The connection of those two is main and mandatory. So the hypnotism, the second thing, he had the, a map of the Cuban missile sites on his apartment wall, long before the rest of the world was privy to them. Of course, that brings in the Bay of Pigs and even the fact that he was Carlos Marcelo's private pilot down to Cuba and back. And then the third thing, when me and my buddy took our drill team to Dallas before 63 in our quest to take us to national competition at the Air Force Academy, which did happen because we beat the nation out in the categories.
We competition for what?
Drill team. Precision drill team.
Okay.
In the Civil Air Patrol under David.
Yep.
A senior cadet went along with us, and it wasn't until recent years that I discovered it. My friend told me three times over the years, and it finally sucked in. It was on my watch, and that's what hit me strongly, that the senior cadet, David pressed a phone number into his palm on that trip. He went along with us before 63, and it was Jack Ruby's phone number. He said, here, if you need it.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, sir, no, sir, did I call you up to kid you? He said, here, if you need anything in Dallas, here, if you need anything, here's a phone number.
Call this guy, right?
So yeah. Jack Ruby connection. So that's that's so important. Connection with Jack Ruby and David Ferry. Connection with Oswald and Ferry, which me and my guys know matter-of-factly. And then the hypnotism thing, which is a tool in the manipulation of your patsy.
Absolutely. Now, did you or any of the members of your squad ever get called up before the Warren Commission?
They didn't want to talk to us. My buddy and I wonder, he said, John, why didn't they talk to us? Because they didn't want to confuse the issue. And I'm the one that tell you what really POs me, excuse me, I'll clean that up, the most is that the two presidents in the world that I've sung for were LBJ and Gerald Ford. I mean, historically, what two presidents who had more, if not most, to do with this case? I think it's just a thread that runs through. There's all kind of composite things like, Perry Russo and Leighton Martin, who was in the squadron with us late.
Well, now let me ask you, though. The one thing you have not said is what you think your theory was. What happened?
I don't know. My theory is only that, but I'm not one who had to read books or talk to people.
Right.
I was there, but I was in the eye of the hurricane, and in the eye of the hurricane, you're quiet. I didn't know what was going on around me. If I had, I would have, done something. But I suspect that it might be so that Oswald did not even fire a gun that day.
So that, is possible.
Though. Yes, sir. I think the three others did. And funny enough, I just put my foot in my mouth. Maybe I'm including Oswald there. But, you know, there could have been two others. The one in the building to, you know, Oswald, if he was in that perch, you know, under hypnosis.
But you are, you are convinced, though, that David Ferry was a part of this assassination.
You know, it's only in hindsight. It's only in hindsight. And ironically enough, he was not that nervous little Nelly that Joe Pesci portrayed in the movie. I think Donald Sutherland could have played him more the way that the man that he was. And all that, you know, gold glitter stuff, that was just a poetic license to, you know, make it mix up with the Mardi Gras thing of New Orleans. David was not that glitzy, you know, flighty person.
Understand. Well, let me tell you something. You add a lot to this... to this whole case, because you know I believe you, quite frankly, and I can't believe the Warren Commission did not want your information. And I think two of the most compelling things is the fact that he was involved with Oswald, and secondly, handing that other cadet Jack Ruby's phone number. I mean, you know, remember what I've always said: there are no coincidences, and there were none when it came to this case.